Good afternoon. This is Anne-Marie from the Paragraph Challenge again. And today our podcast is going to be a little bit different. I have a new guest with me today. He is a 9-year-old boy. He's one of my students who came to visit me in January with his mom. And they had to think about it and they decided that they liked the sound of the Davis program. And so he came back to work with me. So we've been working together a couple of days last week and this week. But when he came in January, he told me about this great idea he had for his future. And I'm going to pass over to him now, and he's going to describe to you what his plans for his future are and how he plans to get there. So off you go.
When you walk into the hotel, there's going to be a door where it goes around and around. When you go in, there's going to be, you know, them checkouts.
Oh, yeah.
You sign up, you can get a ticket for 50 euro if you wanted everything to be free for one day. And behind the counter, there's going to be this fountain that comes down, and you're not allowed to touch the water because then might clog up in the pipes.
Okay.
What's going to keep going the pump.
So it's a hotel you're designing.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
On the left, there's going to be a bar. When you come out the bar, go if you go right, that's where the elevator is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be around 315 rooms. And there's going to be a few master rooms that are very expensive, 500 for one night. The normal rooms are going to be 100 for how much, it's around like how much people you have. Like if you have around 5 people or 10, that would double the price for staying.
Oh, because you wouldn't make money otherwise.
Yeah. And if you go down the elevator, go straight on, take a turn, that's where the bathrooms are going to be when you come down from the elevator. Straight on, take a left, take a right, and that's where the swimming place, the swimming pool's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a kids' room, a big pool, and a water park. Kind of small water park. Don't know.
And decided exactly what the water park's going to look like. Okay, very good.
So that's a challenge. There's going to be a fun train. It's where you can sign up for your kids to go on a train of fun where they get minded by 5 people. And they go like horse riding. That horse riding is going to be from my sister Kate, and she will be very careful. I hope she can let you pick your horse or pony or that.
Mm-hmm.
And from Luke. He's my friend.
Okay, very good.
He's going to be working in the airsoft arena.
Oh, lovely.
And you have to be over 12 years old to play in it. You can pick your gun or not. And you'd have to sign up for this because you don't want anybody getting hurt or injured.
Oh, you're right, Jack.
Then we'd have to pay more money for
insurance.
Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's going to be loads of different activities in this hotel. Very
and good. There's going to be lots of activities, like loads.
And what did you tell me that you're all going to train in different things, aren't you? So that you'll all have different skills for the hotel. So what are you going to train us?
So I'm going to be like working.
Yeah.
And there's a few. First one is in the game, what do you call it? Arcade.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll be working in the sweet bar, and I might kind of work in the bar.
So you're doing all the planning of the hotel, yeah, and you're organizing the money.
Yeah, and I have to like pay the bills, the checks,
excellent,
pay the people who work there. That's the most part you have to rely on.
Yeah, right.
And the second bit you have to rely on is people having fun, being safe,
mm-hmm,
and we and having fun and.
And what you, one of your friends who said was going to train, was obviously going to train as an engineer or?
Engineer, so then we can, like, if we're going to buy a hotel and then do some things up. Like,
you're going to renovate it.
Yeah, renovate it.
Very good. And you're doing all the, you're the money man and he's doing all the engineering stuff.
And we have someone called, he's a friend of mine. Mm. He's in my school.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph.
Mm-hmm. It's fine, go on.
I think he's going to be a farmer. That's what I hope.
Okay.
That's where we're going to get all the dairy products like ice cream, butter, that stuff. So that's
going to have all local stuff in the restaurants.
It's going to be local.
All local.
Help. Local help.
Also going to like support all the local businesses. That's a great idea.
There is a girl in my class.
Maybe don't say her
name. She is going to be working in the spa.
Oh.
Like the nails.
Oh, she's going to do all the beauty stuff for all the adults while the kids are playing.
To find out, you go into the swimming place.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be this bit at the end where you go into, and that is free.
Okay.
Because it's free for that.
For hotel guests, is it? Yeah.
You get treatment, massages. You can go in there with your boy or a girl,
mm-hmm,
but kids are not allowed in it.
Oh, that's a good idea. So it'll be nice and relaxed.
It'd be very hot and steamy if you're a teenager allowed to go in it.
Okay, very good. So, is there anything else you wanted to tell us about the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you want to tell us?
In the rooms, like,
mm-hmm,
if you want, I'll tell you about the two rooms.
Okay.
The guest room was just a normal room, and a fancy room, like, 10 out of 10 room.
Oh, a 10 out of 10 room.
We're going to start off with the normal room. You have a bunk bed for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can ring us on the phone, mm-hmm, for if you wanted food, you could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
You can ring us on the phone. We'll cook. You just have to tell us which room you're on,
mm-hmm,
we will come up, take down the bed, take down a bit of it, make it into a bigger one. Then you have your adult's room. And when you walk into the door,
mm-hmm,
on the left side, that's where the toilet's going to be. On the right, that's where a little shelf where you can store all your clothes, your coat, or any other things you want to hang up or put there.
Yeah.
There's going to be a desk. So, what like, if someone wanted to work.
Oh, yeah, very handy.
They
yeah.
can work there. And they can do their work there. And I can do my work at the hotel.
Very good.
Then there's going to be a view. There's going to be around 315 rooms.
Okay.
Like I said earlier.
And what's the view going to be? Is it going to be in the country? Like,
there's going to be three heights because every height is going to be 100 rooms.
Okay.
Three
levels.
Yeah, three levels. Mm-hmm. And the fancy rooms are going to be, there's around 5 or 10 of these rounding up the price. It might be 1 or 2. And in that room, there's going to be a bed. We could, if you just ring us on the phone, like I said.
Yeah.
We could give you a bunk bed if you had any children. If you didn't have any children, don't have to ring us for that. You have your own butler.
Oh, very nice.
So you can get your own food. There's going to be your chef, which is going to be cooking for you in your bedroom. And there's, like I said, on the right, there's going to be the toilet.
Okay.
And the little room, closet, on the right.
Very good. So it's going to be a very fancy room where you have your own butler and chef. Lots of space.
And the fancy room, like the 10 out of 10 room, I call it.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the top, on the top of the hotel. Oh. I'm looking for a hotel that has like a good clock. That's where our fancy room's going to be.
Oh, that's, like a clock tower or something?
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It's just trying to make it fancy. You could hire a limo.
Yeah.
With around 350 euro.
Very good. And where would the limo bring you?
You can go anywhere you ask.
Okay,
you could even go, and I'm saving up for this. This is what I very want.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. First one is a luxury plane. What do you call them?
A jet. A private jet.
A private jet.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can go to, I have a friend who's going to be a footballer, so you can watch his match. And that's going to be helpful.
What was the second thing you really want?
Oh, the second thing I really want is, I want to live beside a dock a beach where you, because the dock where I want to buy like a fancy, what do you call it?
Boat? Crab and cruiser?
A cruiser, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
That's around 1,500.
Yeah, at least.
For damage pair, it's probably 5,000.
Yeah, cruisers are expensive.
Very expensive. So
you're going to have to be very rich. You're going to have to be a very successful hotel if you want your plane and your cruiser.
And another thing I want in it, in the hotel there's going to be a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to another bar after. There's a kids bar. Starting off with adults bar. I know all adults, some adults love their beer and wine or whiskey. They will be whiskey bar. There will be different kind of drinks. You can get your food there.
Oh, very good,
You can eat your food there or at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Your pick. Or you can, for breakfast, you can have your, a buffet.
Very good, yeah.
You can choose anything from there. There's going to be like 7-Up there, like usual beer, wine.
Okay, and what's different about the kids bar?
Kids bar, like, well, you would have, before you go into the kids bar, there's going to be this thing where if there's any allergies, it's the same with the fun train, you can go in there, and then you're like, there's going to be like cotton candy in there. It's not our problem if your kid gets hyper. It's your problem. And for the fun train, train the front, you'd have to see what allergies you have.
That's very important.
So any kids might get sick because we don't want that.
No, definitely want that.
So, and then you can get your food there, or you can have breakfast train where it's like the food train, like it's like the it's a fun train of fun, and you can have your breakfast. And when you go there, your mom and dad would tell the person where you're going to be and where you are when you are going to be in like the time.
Okay.
So if the kid
book a slot, is that yeah.
If the kid wanted to go to get something like something to play with, so they can bring or a fidget or a book, they could just go. The person will tell them where their mom is or dad or mom and dad or granny and granddad. Will go over.
Yeah.
And the kid will go over, and someone will go with them. We don't want five people going at the same time to go to someone, because there's only going to be five people helping for, like, the kids.
Okay.
And there has to be a person visualizing with the kid, and the kid is not allowed to go on the elevator.
Oh, right, yeah.
They have to be supervised.
Very good, yeah.
So none of them, like, press all the buttons and then it'll break, and then they don't know which button to ring, so the people can help them to get out.
Oh, that's a good idea. So I need adult supervision. Yeah. Okay, so I think we've had enough information. We have a good idea there. That's your whole description. So thanks very much for.
And have fun if you come.
Have fun. We're all looking forward to when your hotel is done, and we'll keep them updated on your progress.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for joining us today. This has been the Paragraph Challenge. I'm Anne-Marie Beggs. If you want to follow me, please follow and subscribe, and you can get me on all social media platforms or LinkedIn as Anne-Marie Beggs. Thank you.